And tonight, I'm going to talk about love, the love of God. Amen? And each one of us have the love of God. God is a God of love. And guess what? We love just like God. Because we are his children. If you've been born again, you're alive unto God, you've got the love of God. You and I do not have any excuse not to walk in love, because God desires every one of us to use what he's given us, the equipment he's given us, and that's the love of God on the inside of us. How many of you believe or remember before you were born again what you were like? Does anybody here have any recollection, or you just gave it all away? No, I still have some recollection, and I remember some different things that transpired in my life, and we can be bitter, we can be upset, but I'll tell you one little story. I was in kids' camp, and I was about maybe 8 years old, and there was a bunch of kids, let's say 50 kids, maybe 60 kids, and all these kids were there. And there was the minister. I believe he was a pastor. We'll call him a pastor. But anyways, well, maybe not. We'll call him an evangelist. And so there was an evangelist there, and all those kids were there, and they were said, okay, we're going to race. We're going to race. So he said, on your mark, get yourself set. And before he said go, I took off running. He said, no, come on back, come on back. And he said, on your mark, get yourself set. And before he said anything, I took off running. So I came back to the group. And I think I did it once more, because I'm a real bonehead. He came up to me, and he pushed me to the ground in front of all those people. Ooh, what do you think about that, eh? And he reprimanded me in front of all those kids. I said to myself, I'm going to get this guy when I get older. But did you know what? I got born again. I got saved. And I don't have anything against, I believe his name was Reverend Hope. I'm not sure if he's around, but he's probably really old. But I said to myself, isn't that funny how we can hold grudges and we can be upset with things that have transpired in our lives and say, we're going to get him, we're going to get him, we're going to get him. But guess what? When you and I give our heart and life to Jesus Christ, the love of God comes into our hearts. We love people. And honestly, if you are born again, you don't want to see not one person die and go to a place called hell. There's a place called hell where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, where the worm dies not, where they're in constant torment night and day, desiring to come out of that place. They ask for one drop of water. Every time I drink water, I thank my God. I say, thank you, Father. I could sell this in hell for $1 billion. They would give $1 billion for one little drop of water, but they can't. And they're in constant torment. So if you and I've got the love of God in us, you're not going to want to see anybody go to hell. Not even if they treated you so bad, you would say, just let it go. I give them unto God. And that is the love of God inside of us. So a great motivation factor in the Christian life and in service is the love walk. And each one of us have to have God's love on the inside of us when we're born again. And I've got three keys today to share with you about the love of God. The number one is God is love. Everybody say God is love. That is so important, that God is love. Over in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, beloved, let us love one another. Let us love one another, for love is of God. God is love. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. If you don't love, guess what? You really don't know God. You could shout from the high heavens. You can climb on top the highest mountain. You can say, I know God. But if you don't walk in love, you don't know God. Because my Bible says you don't know God if you do not walk in love. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knows not God, for God is love. Verse 8 there says, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him, Jesus. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his Son to be the propitiation. Now that word propitiation, I looked it up in the dictionary, and that means vented wrath of God on Jesus. That's what that word means, vented wrath of God on Jesus. Jesus took all of the wrath that would have been given to us, that we would spend eternity in a place called hell, and Jesus went there for us. And now that's why we have to walk in love. He says, if you don't forgive, I can't forgive you. And so each one of us can take a good mental note and say, you know, I'm going to forgive. And not only am I going to forgive, I'm going to forget. Even Mr. Hope and what he did, I'm going to have to just say, you know, Lord, it's in your hands. Hallelujah. God is a good, forgiving God. And I can forgive any single person. Now, it's easy to say when you're preaching or teaching. But it's another thing when your back is up against the wall and you feel like a cat that got scared. Have you ever been in road rage? Anybody in road rage, you would lift up your hand and say, I've experienced road rage. I see that hand back there. My little son Joe, I'm going to brag about myself. The Bible said, let another man praise you, not yourself. But anyways, Joe praised me. He said, Dad, you're amazing. Because in several instances, I was in my car and people did crazy things. Like we're talking, just run right and almost I have to watch out. But did you know what? I never raise my voice when that happens. Especially when I'm with him, because he knows. He says, when I'm with other people, they scream and they holler. But guess what? I don't want to. Why? Because I've done that myself. I could have been that guy in front of there driving like that. And I know what it's like to drive bad. But I also know what it's like to drive good. Amen? So if you've ever experienced road rage, you know that at that moment and at that time, things happen. But did you know we always have to think and say, God, did you know what? You love me, and I'm going to walk in love. When it comes to love, I'm going to be a lover. So it says here, herein is love, verse 10, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, that's vented wrath of God on Jesus for our sakes. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. God wants us to love one another. Verse 12, no man has seen God at any time. I love that scripture. Why? Because God's invisible. He sees you and me walk by faith, believing in a God whom we have not seen. And he's no respecter of persons. I don't care if Brother Hagin's seen Jesus 8 times and talked to him for an hour and a half per time. Compared to your lifetime, that's nothing. He still has to walk by faith. He still has to walk by faith. And you and I have to walk by faith. And we're dealing with an invisible God who says that you and I must walk in love. And that's way we're going to show that we love God, because we are walking in love. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us and his love is perfected in us. Amen. How would you like perfected love? When you walk in love, when you know that you would like to give someone a piece of your mind, you'd like to tear a strip out of them, and any other good sayings we hear. And you say, no, I'm going to walk in love. I am, because I love God. God's forgiven me. I'm going to walk in love through this circumstance and this situation. So number one, God is love. Everybody say, God is love. Number two is, the second key is, the first key is God is love. The second key is, we have God's love. Everybody say, I got God's love. You and I, when you've accepted Jesus Christ in your heart and life, that love of God came inside there. That love of God, you are born of love. You are a love child, because God Almighty saw to it that he's placed his love in you. He's made you new in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, they're new creations. Well, what's new? Your spirit is new. You are new. But yet we have to work on these bodies that are getting older, our minds that are getting what are they getting? They're getting renewed. You got to keep renewing that mind. Your body, you got to keep the thing healthy. That's why I've been eating Jewish shit or something. I found some new stuff. So I'm eating that too. Eh? I'm going to eat things that I'm going to be strong. Hallelujah. I've been eating birch bark. I've been eating everything. Just to keep the body going, eh? Amen. So God is love. And number two is we have the love of God. Look at this scripture in Romans 5:5. The love of God is shed abroad. Everybody say the love of God. What is shed abroad in your hearts? What's shed abroad in your hearts? What is shed abroad in your hearts? What is shed abroad in your hearts? The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. That means that you and I are no longer ourselves. If I can think of a million things that I want to do nice, is nothing compared to God. God wants to use you and your little love walk. He wants to use your eyes, your hands, your feet, your life for the glory of God. Many times I look at myself and I say, I'd like to just cuss myself up and down and say, why are you doing those things? And I'm talking about God things. Because in my natural mind, it is the most foolish thing in the whole universe. But yet, when you got the love of God in you, you start looking and you have compassion on people. You have mercy on people. It's not your love. It's God's love on the inside of you. You do not have the capability of loving like God, but God's love is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden, you are changed. You are being transformed by the power of God, and all of a sudden, you want people to be saved. You don't want them to go to hell. You want people to be delivered. You want people to be healed. You want people to be saved. You want people to come to the knowledge of God. It's the love of God. Pastor's desire is to see the place full and even a bigger place. Well, by the love of God, amen? Drawing people with the love of God. Everybody loves love. Everybody likes to be treated well. Everybody likes, and God loves. He absolutely loved. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. When I was rejecting Christ, when I didn't like him, when he was messing around with my life, when I wanted to do my own thing, guess what? The love of God constrained. He came into our lives and he moved on our behalf, and you got to see about God. You got to get revealed truth about God in your life. So thank God that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He's on the inside of us. God on the inside of us. Amen? So we have the love of God. God is love, and we have the love of God. And the third one, the third key is we love like God. Everybody say we love like God. When you love, you are just like God. You are acting just like God when you love, when you forgive, when you go ahead and say, I'm sorry. You know, a proud person will not say, I'm sorry. A proud person is headed for destruction, because pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. But a humble person will say, you know, I'm going to forgive you. I forgive you with the love of God. I'm going to have compassion on you with the love of God. It's God's love, and we love like God. 2 Corinthians 5:14, it says, the love of God constrains us, it moves us. You're going to be moved with compassion. You're going to be moved with God's on the inside of you, because you're not your own. You're bought with a price, and therefore we're glorifying God in our body and in our spirits, which are his. You're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And so God's love is on the inside of you. And he's going to move through you. He's going to speak through you. He's going to act through you. It's God's love. Amen. Everybody say God's love. It's God's love. And you love just like God. If God is going to be seen in the earth today, he's going to be seen through you. If some sinner that doesn't know God is going to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, he's going to come through the knowledge, through you, through the word of God. Somebody said something to them. I was amazed. Just the other day, I was talking with Pastor, and I said, I can't believe it. Well, that's a very doubtful statement, but you know how God has showed himself to us. Isn't that exciting? There's people that are lost that don't know God, and yet you know God. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you excited about that? That you get to have a revelation that Jesus Christ is alive and well, and you are born again, you're alive unto him, and you got the love of God on the inside of you. He showed himself strong. And when I think of my life, I remember that scripture at grade 8 or whatever, however I was, and I remember that one scripture and then the preacher speaking to me. There's only a few times, and the rest of it just listening to my mother from the sidelines. But she never ever came at me. I can't remember her coming at all. Once when I was 15 years old, I had some pot. Now it's legal. But I had a jean jacket and I had some pot. What kind was it? I don't remember. There's different kinds. The pot world, they got all these different names, eh? But anyways, I was just a weekend smoker. And so I had some in there. And she found that. You know what she did? She put it back in my pocket and didn't even tell me. She called her friend up. Her friend, I don't know her name. And they prayed. They prayed. And she told me later, she said, you know, I found pot. And my dad said, I thought he was smarter than that. But isn't that something, eh? The love of God constrains. I would have pounded my kids to the high heavens. But the love of God, amen? It just worked in that case. You do whatever you do, amen? But thank God for the love of God. And so I seen that happen, and I watched that. But then that one time, the Pentecostal minister said some harsh things to me. And then from that, it kind of worked. And next thing you know, I got born again all by myself. That's why I admire people that when you see someone ministering and then they come to Christ in a congregational setting, that's great. But I came to God all by myself because I was in desperate need and I needed help. And he was there. And so I can't get away from him. He's always there. He's at your house. He's in your car. He's with you in the camp. He's wherever you go, God Almighty, wonderful Jesus, loving Jesus. And you find out that God is love. And you find out that we got the love of God on the inside of us. And then also we love like God. So we love like God. So the love of God constrains us. But you have to yield to that love. It's like having money. You got some money? Well, that money is not going to help you until you spend some of it or give some of it. You know, you got to get that into circulation. And it's the same thing with the love of God. You got to get it into circulation. And the best way it works is when you absolutely, every fiber of your being doesn't want to love. Every understanding that you have, you don't want to do that. But guess what? God's love goes above and beyond. It's the love of God that constrains us. His precious love. And we love like God. Hallelujah. So in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Beloved, now we're the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we'll be like him. For we'll see him as he is. Guess what? When you see Jesus, you're going to say, wow, look at that. He looks like me. You're going to say the same thing. You're going to say you're going to know him. Why? Because he's full of love and you're full of love. And you're going to say, wow, I know you and he knows you. Because you and I are full of the love of God. He's made you new in Christ Jesus. He made you alive unto him. And so you're going to know him. He's going to know you because we're going to see him as it is. Beloved, now we're the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we're going to be like him. We're going to be like him because we're going to be a man or a woman of love. And God is love. Now there's one scripture over in chapter 3 of 1 John, chapter 3 and verse 10. It's a toughie. It's a toughy scripture. I've looked at it several times, but it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. In this, the children of God. Everybody say children of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Oh. You know, we were children of the devil, but we're children of God now. And every single person, Timmy, every single person, amen, we were children of the devil, but now we are children of God. And we've got the love of God in us. And so every child of the devil has an opportunity to come to Christ and come to be born again and saved. But herein is the children of God are manifest, the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loves not his brother. What? That means if I want to hold hate, if I want to hold bitterness in my heart towards anybody, guess what? You're not on a good place. Because if we're going to love like God, and we are children of God, then we're going to love all people. Amen? For God is love. Thank God for the love of God. And we love just like God. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, which we mentioned before, but we're crucified with Christ. But nevertheless we live, yet not I, but Christ lives in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live by faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. So when we are children of God, we're going to act like children of God. And children of God love. Children of God are compassionate. Children of God show mercy. When you're helping, the greatest motivation for helping and serving in the local church is love. You love people and you want the very best for them. Thank God for that. Everybody say love. Let's see if we can find one more scripture. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31. Get rid of all bitterness. Get rid of it. Rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Amen? So God is love. God is love. We've got God's love on the inside of us, and we walk in love. Amen. And we love like God. Let's all stand. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus for these love scriptures that you said that if we love you and if we love others, hallelujah, then we are of God. So we want to say thank you, Lord, for the love of God on the inside of us has been moving in us. Thank you, Father, that we can pray for people that are lost, that don't know you, that are in desperate need and help. We can love and pray for them by the love of God on the inside of us. Thank you, Father, that we can help and serve in the local church, that we can do things for the glory of God. Jesus, you're the head of the church. You're our Lord, our Master, our Savior, and our friend. And so we say, thank you, Lord, for giving us that love on the inside of us. That we serve by love, that we have compassion on people by love, that we want to see the church vibrant, full of people with the love of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. It's no longer you that live, but Christ. He liveth in you. And he moves you, and he constrains you to love people, to share the good news with people, to share the love of God. If God's going to be seen in the earth today, he'll be seen through you. If God's going to be heard in the earth today, he'll be heard through you. If God is going to be manifested in the earth today, he's going to be manifested through you. And we thank you, Lord, that we've got that love. The love of God on the inside of us. And it's no longer us that live. It's God living and moving and having his being. It's the love of God on the inside of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for changing us, transforming us into your image. We all with an open face, beholding in a glass or the mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of God. And so we're changed. We are transformed by God's power. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Forgive us for the times where we've missed it, where we didn't walk in love. Forgive us in Jesus' name. You said that you'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. So we thank you for that. And we move forward in the love of God. We move forward in the things of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody say, I have God's love on the inside of me. Amen, amen.